This daily Christian newscast is brought to you in partnership with SermonAudio.com.
It's Friday, July 23rd, AD 2021. This is The Worldview in 5 minutes, written by yours truly and heard at TheWorldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. The Burmese military has detained 3 soldiers to investigate a crime against a 55-year-old ethnic Kachin woman named Ka Ye. The soldiers are accused of raping and murdering the woman, a farmer in the majority Christian Kachin state, reports International Christian Concern. She went missing on July 14th. Her husband had been waiting for her in the rice paddies of their family farm, but she did not appear all day. According to Radio Free Asia, her husband said, quote, "It was a case of rape and murder. There were many stab wounds. We want the military to deal with the killers effectively per the law," end quote. On July 17th, the military acknowledged the incident by saying that the 3 soldiers had accidentally killed Ye in an altercation. But the Kachin State Women's Network says that it is part of a disturbing pattern. In 2015, 2 young female teachers were allegedly raped and killed by soldiers from the 503rd Light Infantry Battalion. Justice has not been served for those victims. Often, the military pays the insulting amount of just $182 compensation to the family of the dead woman to settle the case. Pray Amos 5, verse 24. "Let justice roll on like a river, righteousness like a never-failing stream." Conservative radio talk show host Larry Elder has filed a lawsuit challenging a decision by California election officials to block him from running in the state's September 14th recall election, saying he's the target of political shenanigans by Sacramento Democrats, reports Mercury News. The Republican Elder, an African American, said that he filed all the necessary paperwork to qualify to run in the election that could remove Democratic Governor Gavin Newsom from office, including over 300 pages of tax returns that are required to become a candidate. But the Secretary of State's office did not include Elder on a preliminary list of 41 candidates issued last weekend, saying he filed incomplete information on those returns connected to redaction issues. Elder says, "This is bogus." Appearing with Tucker Carlson on Fox News Channel, the conservative gubernatorial candidate explained what's really going on.
"Now, a lot of people have asked me, was this racism? I don't play that. And what I said is, it's not racism, it's fascism. It's Larry Elder, because they know that I'm the guy who can take this guy down. I'm from the hood. I'm from the inner city. I can talk firsthand about the declining quality of schools. I can talk firsthand about why we have rising crime, why we have rising homelessness, why the cost of living has gotten so outrageous that for the first time in our state's history, people are leaving California and going to places like Texas and Tennessee and Florida. It is outrageous. There's a magazine called CEO Magazine, been around for 17 years, Tucker. And for 17 years, California has been determined to be the worst state in which to do business of all 50 states. And I can turn that around, and they are scared to death."
Students as young as 4 years old in a Maryland public school were taught that illegal immigrant detention at America's southern border is akin to the federal government forcibly interning Japanese American citizens during World War II, reports the Washington Free Beacon. A virtual lecture for Asian American History Month at North Glen Elementary, a pre-K through 5th grade institution, compared the United States imprisoning more than 100,000 U.S. citizens in the 1940s to the United States detaining illegal immigrants today. Christian radio talk show host Todd Starnes was outraged by the comparison.
"The lesson failed to mention that the man responsible for imprisoning law-abiding Japanese Americans on American soil was, in fact, Franklin Delano Roosevelt, a Democrat president. The school conveniently left out that bit of information. But they also left out another piece of information. The Japanese Americans were, in fact, law-abiding Americans. The illegal aliens are not. They are invading our nation. They are breaking our laws." The school failed to point that out.
Indeed, it is standard practice to detain non-U.S. citizens who cross the border illegally. Republican County Councilman Nathan Volk called the lesson disturbing. He said, quote, "There is no parallel to the forced imprisonment of Japanese Americans who were citizens of the U.S. during World War II and the temporary detainer of individuals entering the U.S. illegally," end quote. Just another example of the infection of critical race theory into the government school's curriculum. And finally, some good news. An Alabama police officer gained national praise after a video of him standing at attention in the pouring rain during the funeral procession for a 100-year-old World War II Army veteran became viral, reports WorldNetDaily.com. Mount Vernon Police Department officer Newman Brazier kept his respectful stance, donning his usual uniform instead of rain gear, despite the torrential downpour as the body of Private First Class Robert Lee Serling was heading to the cemetery, where it was laid to rest Monday by the 92nd Division of the Buffalo Soldiers in Spanish Fort, Alabama, according to WPMI-TV. Buffalo Soldier was the nickname given to members of African American cavalry regiments of the U.S. Army, who served in the Western United States from 1867 to 1896, mainly fighting Indians on the frontier. Serling was one of the few black men to fight in the Pacific during World War II. Brazier's actions, recorded on camera, drew the attention of some of the mourners at Serling's funeral, including Eddie Irby Jr., who is the leader of a group for black veterans in Mobile, Alabama, according to the Associated Press.
Man, did you see that cop up there soaking wet, standing at attention? And, you know, it took an effect on those guys, especially those veterans, to see somebody doing that. What an honor.
When asked what prompted Officer Brazier to honor the World War II veteran in such a manner, this was his explanation.
I felt that he would want to be acknowledged. It was my point to let everybody know that was in that area that he was there. He was passing through, even if it was for the last time.
The 92nd Buffalo Soldiers planned to award Officer Brazier with a certificate of appreciation. Romans 12, verse 10b says, "Honor one another above yourselves." And that's The Worldview in 5 minutes on this Friday, July 23rd in the year of our Lord, 2021. Subscribe by iTunes or email to our unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com or get the Generations app through Google Play or the App Store. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ.